Nobody has any staff recognition. Nobody has any staff recognition.
Venetia, right next to the Roman numeral 2 and the word staff recognition, it says 5 minutes. I put out an email just before the meeting started saying, we used to say in this document that these are estimates. These are not fixed times. They're goals, whatever you want to call it. But that isn't clear to me or to anybody who's looking at the agenda for tonight's meeting. But the 5 minutes for staff recognition, it can be 1 minute, it can be 10 seconds, and we can move on.
Bill for the stack.
Adriana?
Hi, Adriana. Don't you think everybody knows that?
Wally for the stack.
And Bill.
Yes. Madam Chair, first of all, can we read, can you take the roll call? Because remember that this, the recording, is the only thing that we post, and we need to have...
We haven't gotten a roll call yet, Adrian.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, because it's 4 minutes after. Normally, we wait a little bit, and... Right. Yeah. Thank you. How close are we to have quorum? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Right now, Paula? I'm trying to get through what we don't need quorum for.
Paula?
Did everybody drink something today?
Yes.
Seriously. Wally, you asked to be on the stack. Go ahead. We are still at staff recognition. I have not heard anybody say anything.
Yeah, this is Wally. I want to recognize Robin. She's really been working hard on this fun drive. Well, she does on all of them, but I went to the station recently to help her and just see how much work that she's doing. And so I just want to recognize her.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Bill.
Bill, go ahead.
Actually, I want to thank Sandy for all the work he's been doing, you know, to help with spare change during, you know, since the pandemic started and since Larry died, to keep it going and to get all those tributes arranged. I mean, it was, if you didn't hear Saturday's show, it was really good, with filled with all kinds of tributes from well-known musicians and others. So about Larry. So thank you, Sandy.
Thank you, Bill. If I could take the privilege of just adding that a lot of the content was gathered by Susan Darrow, and of course others participated as well. So the rest of it was some assembly required. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, anybody else? All right, roll call.
And could I say something about what Ted mentioned earlier? There is a reason for having fixed times, because before we did that, or when we've not done it, we rarely, or frequently, we don't get through the agenda because we get bogged down on something early on and we don't have time for other things. That's the reason for the times in the agenda. Because you can always extend time if you want. It takes 2/3 vote, but I'll go ahead and call roll if you're ready. Teresa Allen?
I would like to speak to what Bill Crozier just said, and that is to say, we have never done that.
Point of order.
There has never been a vote of this body to say that these times have to be voted on to be extended, and there's no record of what was just said.
Who said that?
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark.
First of all, it was somebody before you, Dwayne.
Yeah, that was Sandy. I gave Ted the courtesy of finishing. However, he didn't ask for the stack. And once again, we hear editorialization of our valuable time. As chair, I ask you to keep an eye on this. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I'm really trying, Sandy. I just don't know what's going on tonight, because nothing on the agenda is new. It's been there for the last 12 months. It is always an estimated time. And I tend to give you guys a lot of leeway when you have a point to make. So I don't know what's going on tonight. I really and truly don't know. But moving right along, any more staff recognition? Without hearing any, the next thing on the agenda is roll call.
Okay, Teresa Allen. Can't hear you, Teresa. Adriana Casanave?
Here.
Adriana's here. Bill Crozier's here. Lyndon Foley? Can't hear you, Lyndon. Bob Gartner? Can't hear you, Bob. Patrick White?
Bob Gartner.
Okay, got you, Bob. Thank you. Patrick, can't hear you. Wally James?
Here.
Wally's here. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne Lark, present.
Dwayne is here. Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Mike is here. Marianne Martinez? Can't hear you, Marianne. Paula Miller?
Present.
Paula's here. Susie Moreno? Can't hear you, Susie. Venetia Patel Adams? Can't hear you, Venetia. Sandra Rawline? Can't hear you, Sandra. Darrell Robbins?
Here.
So, Darrell is here. Nancy Sabara Narotomi?
Present. Nancy's present.
And Nancy's here. Thank you. Wendy Schrell? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shafto? Can't hear you, Deb. Richard Giselle? Can't hear you, Richard. Rita Washington?
Washington, present.
Rita's here. Thank you. Sandy Weinman?
Present.
Sandy's here. Thank you. Ted Weiskel?
Here.
Ted is here. Thank you. Venetia Williams?
Present.
Venetia's here. Thank you. Egberto Willis? Can't hear you, Egberto. Robert Franklin?
Yeah.
Dr. Franklin's here. Thank you. Going back, let's see. I'll just read the names of people who I didn't hear. So speak up if I call your name. Teresa Allen, Lyndon Foley, Patrick Hoyt, Marianne Martinez, Susie Moreno, Venetia Patel Adams, Sandra Rawline, Wendy Schrell, Deb Shafto, Richard Uzel, and Egberto Willis. Are any of you here?
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Okay, hold on for 1 second. Dwayne, I am so sorry because I moved on without acknowledging you and you did ask for the floor. What was your...
And we do have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
It's okay.
Dwayne, do you still want to speak?
Briefly, thank you for acknowledging that.
I'm so sorry about that.
As you said, it appears that several of us might have been on something tonight, so I'm going to be very patient with you. I was just pointing out that commentary is basically all of our words, our opinions, and commentary, so that shouldn't be a problem. But I do say that the reason why meetings like this have times set, and yes, it's not in the bylaws, but it helps for an expeditious flow of the meeting and help the chair to have some guideline as to if we're going to have 2 hours or 3 hours, then we're pushing the time. And as Bill pointed out, if you want to extend it, then you can with the vote. And as Ted pointed out, that if you don't want to use all the time, then you're able to move to the next item. But yes, I think it's a good idea and has been a principle that we've applied here at the local level and the national level for some time. And it seems to work to help expeditiously carry the meeting flow. Thank you.
Okay. Adriana.
Yes, I want to ask for to vote to excuse Egberto Willis that sent an email asking for an excuse absence.
Yes, and Berto is the only person to ask for excuse absence.
Second.
I'd like to be on the stack.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to excuse Berto. Ted.
we have a special rule. I'll read it if you like, but the special rule says that requests have to be in at least 3 hours before the start of, or the scheduled time of the meeting. Egberto Willie's request came in at 4:10 this afternoon. He missed it by 10 minutes. He is not eligible for an excused absence.
I disagree. We didn't have roll call till 7:10. So what's the difference?
Adriana,
go ahead.
Yes, Madam Chair. We can really 10 minutes.
Bob Gardner.
Late. I agree that 10 minutes doesn't make a difference. We can excuse him anyway. I know that the rule exists, but I ask if the LSB can, really, you know, excuse him anyway.
Okay. Was that Sandy?
Yeah, I was going to say, I called a question, if there is one.
All right, the question has been called. It's been moved and seconded to excuse Egberto Willis because he asked for an excuse absence. All those in favor. Okay.
Wait. Madam Chair, there's a
motion. I've already spoken. And tonight, you guys will not be speaking 3 or 4 times on an issue.
I'm not speaking to the motion. I'm speaking to the fact that somebody moved to call the question. You vote on that before you vote on whether to excuse him. I have
Do you want to
chosen.
Tell the meeting? I will turn it over to you. Do you
sure.
really want to chair the meeting?
Sure. No, be happy to.
Are you guys in agreement with that?
No.
No.
I don't like being bullied.
Who's doing the bullying?
You are.
No, from the start of it, it appears that you're the one that's really injecting yourself an unmitigable amount of time. So I don't think any bullying is going on. I think we should just move the motion. If he wants us to vote, do the vote so he can't continue this.
You could just ask if there's any objections to going ahead and voting on the motion.
Is there any objections to the motion?
No, to voting on the motion, and that skips the vote on the question.
To voting on the motion.
Which are we talking about?
The motion that you brought up, Ted.
I didn't bring up a motion. I didn't make a motion to excuse Egberto Willis. I didn't make a motion to call the question.
Yeah, you objected. You objected to excusing him. So, Madam Chair, could you have a vote on his objection since he wants to use all this time up for all this unnecessary stuff?
Is there any
move to table?
Point of order, that's out of order.
What is going on? Are you going to object all night long? We're not getting anywhere. Right.
Yeah, it's not necessary to table anything. Just vote on it since you know it's going to pass. You have to deal with it later on.
That's why
you table it anyway.
For the question, I keep asking the vote. Is there any objection? Oh, Lord.
No objection, Madam Chair.
Can we now call for the question at hand to approve to excuse Egberto?
Any objections?
I object to excusing Egberto.
See, this is totally unnecessary vote.
We have your objection duly noted, Ted. We know your objection.
Guys, Wendy's on the call.
Thank you, Wendy.
Susie's on the call.
Thank you, Susie.
I have been in the call. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, Wendy and Susie.
And Rita.
And Rita. Rita, okay. Did we get you, Rita?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. It's been voted on with no objections to ask, is there any Do you want to excuse Alberto Willis? Bill is going to roll call a vote.
Okay, Teresa Allen. So a yes vote means you're voting to excuse Egberto. Okay, didn't hear you, Egberto, Teresa. Adriana?
I vote to excuse because it's my motion to excuse Alberto Willis.
Okay, Adriana votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Lyndon Foley? Can't hear you, Lyndon. Bob Gartner?
No.
Bob votes no. Patrick Hoyt?
I'm bullying somebody. You don't even know what that is.
Can't hear you, Patrick. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Mike votes yes. Marianne Martinez? Can't hear you, Marianne. Paula Miller?
Yes.
Paula votes yes. Susie Moreno?
Abstain.
Abstain. Vinicia Patel Adams? Can't hear you, Vinicia. Sandra Rolline? Can't hear you, Sandra. Darrell Robbins?
Yes.
Darrell votes yes. Nancy Sabara Naratomi? Can't hear you, Nancy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to abstain, and I'd like to say that Vinicia Patel Adams cannot unmute. Is there directions for her to unmute?
Yeah.
Hit the unmute button.
Yeah. Is she on a computer? What is she on?
I don't know. But she said she cannot unmute.
The email has instructions on how to unmute if you're by calling and by phone.
Star 6. Star 6.
Hey, y'all. I'm present. Thank you.
Okay.
You wish to vote, Vinicia?
V, you wish to vote?
I vote to excuse.
Okay, thank Vinicia you. Votes yes. And I got Nancy is abstaining. Wendy Sherrell?
Yes.
Wendy votes yes. Deb Shafto? Can't hear you, Deb. Richard Giselle? Can't hear you, Richard. Rita Washington?
Yes.
Rita votes yes. Sandy Weinman?
Votes yes.
Sandy votes yes. Ted Weiskel?
No.
Ted votes no. I'll come back to you, Vinicia. And Egberto's not here. Okay, anybody else come in that wants to vote that I didn't already get your vote? Teresa, Lyndon, Patrick, Marianne, Sandra, Deb, Richard. Okay, let me count. We have 11 yes.
Just log on
and
to
two
the
no's. 11 yes and two no's. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes.
Okay, Chair votes yes. That's 12 yes and two no's.
And two abstentions.
Yeah, but they don't matter. But it's correct.
Well, I think you should put it down anyway.
Just put it down, please.
Okay. I get fussed out either way, so.
you that's right. We do, though.
Okay.
The accurate record would reflect everything.
But the accurate record is to put it down.
Yeah, okay, I put it down.
All right, what's the vote? Or did you say it?
12 yes, 2 no, 2 abstentions.
All right, move the motion carries. Agenda approval. Is there any objection to the agenda that was sent out by the secretary?
I move approval of it, and I'd like to point out, I think those time limits should be fixed unless we vote to extend.
Say that again, Bill.
Well, it's just a matter of interpretation. The time limits, I think, are fixed once we approve the agenda, unless we vote to extend time for some item.
Right, we will. I mean,
you're missing.
That's the advantage of approving an agenda. You're agreeing to it.
And that's the advantage of having a chair.
Madam Chair, Nancy to the stack.
Nancy, hold on for 1 second, because Ted's hand was before you asked.
Fine.
Hey. Go ahead, Ted.
My question, who is going to be the timekeeper if we establish these time limits?
The secretary.
Thank you.
Nancy. Nancy.
Yes, thank you. Is it possible that we can put the agenda on the chat for the people who are the public who are joining? We do that in other national committees. I don't know if it's possible to do it, but it has been done.
Let me ask a question.
Or read it out loud.
Let me ask a question. In the past, when we met in person, did the public have access to the agenda?
Sometimes we passed around extra copies.
I don't remember, but I remember it being out there. So I have no problem with it.
Bill, for the chat. Sec.
Yes, Bill.
It's posted on the KPFTX calendar, and I updated it this afternoon when I sent out the updated agenda.
Bill, just put it in the chat.
Okay. Well, it's difficult for me to do that while I'm taking notes. So if somebody else could do it, that would be better.
Paula. Where's Paula? We'll get it in the chat, Nancy. As soon as Paula comes back. Paula, can you put the agenda in the chat?
Okay.
When you get there. Thank you.
Dwayne has his hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dwayne. Go ahead. Yeah.
It's quite all right. Paula. I recognize that sometimes Paula is multitasking. So as it is at the national level, someone can volunteer to be the timekeeper for these. And in this case, uncharacteristically, to relieve Paula of additional duties, I will do the timekeeping tonight for the agenda items.
Thank you so much.
I just want you to announce when you go to the next one, how many minutes, and I'll start the clock.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
I'm moving the agenda. I'm sending the agenda over to, I'm saving it.
To the chat?
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay. The next item is the minutes approval audit. Were there any corrections to the minutes? And you can start now, Dwayne. 5 minutes.
Got it.
Hearing no objections to the minutes that were sent out.
Excuse me, this is
Bill for the sack.
Susie to the sack.
Who?
Susie.
Susie. Go ahead.
Susie. When were those? Because I thought I saw them, but I can't find them now.
they were sent
I know,
today.
I'm sorry.
Yesterday.
Oh. Okay, I'll look for them. Okay, thank you.
And Bill for the stack.
Bill.
We also had a set of executive session minutes from August, the meeting then, and we were going to go into executive session at the end of the last meeting, but we ran out of time in order to approve them. So just a reminder, I guess unless we can approve them just without changes or discussion now, then we need to go into executive session at the end of this meeting. So we should try to save some time for that.
This meeting, the minute. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. If you agree, we're going to end this meeting at 9:30 so we can go into executive session. Because I know it's some other things that people want to talk about in executive session. So I move that the meeting end at 9:30 so that we can go into executive session. Well, I can't move it. Somebody needs to make the motion.
So move.
Thank you, Adriana. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Was that Linda?
That was Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah, mysterious Mike.
Any discussion?
Yes. This Nancy. I'm looking at the agenda, and I don't see the... I'm having trouble with my eyesight here. I don't see the election of a replacement for the National Programming Committee. Is it there?
Bill, is it
there? Item 9A. It was in the revised agenda I sent out this afternoon. I added it then.
9A.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see it now. Okay.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to go into executive session at 9:30.
I second.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objections. Do I need to call for a vote?
You just did.
Thank you. Well, you know, some people think I'm supposed to call for a vote on everything. Anyway, so at 9:30, Dwayne, 9:20 to 9:28, please remind us that we're going into executive session at 9:30. Okay, moving along, it is 7:28. It is now time, 2 minutes, for the general manager's report, but I'm sure you would love those extra 2 minutes from the general manager. So, yes, Ted.
There was a conversation going on via email this morning. We have reports of numerous bodies within this entity, but not the general manager's report in the minutes. I would like to take it upon myself to create bullet points from the general manager's report to send it to him for his scrutiny, and then for him to send it on to Bill Crozier so that it can appear in the minutes of our next meeting. If our secretary does not want to take that include the general manager's report, may I have the authority to do that in conjunction with the general manager?
That's the secretary's job. Bill, why wasn't the general manager's reporting a minute?
Well, Ted's offering to write it down for him because it was just given verbally. I believe, is that correct? And I don't object to Ted writing up notes, and as long as Dr. Franklin can review them and add or correct or change things, and I'll be glad to put them in the
okay, so then. Well, you didn't send a written report?
No, Dwayne Larkin. Okay. Dwayne Larkin.
Dwayne.
Madam Chair, there are some times when general manager's report has sensitive information, and I think in history, and I've been on this board for about 12 or 13 years, we've had few to submit written reports, which are good, and I agree with Ted about if a general, that's the general manager's preference, that if he wants to give an oral report, then that's fine. But if he wants to give a written report, obviously there are certain things that have to do with personnel, have to do with proprietary information that the operation of the station, et cetera, that we don't want the public to have privilege to. That's why we are elected board members, and all information is not privileged information to the general public or the membership. So I would caution, and I know Ted has a propensity of writing books almost, not necessarily bullets, but if the general manager's all right with that, Ted did offer, and I'm not stepping on that, but I'm just cautioning the general manager that the history and the proprietary issues regarding this station and this foundation, we need to be careful what we put into the domain for perpetuity.
Okay, Dr. Franklin.
Teresa is back.
Adriana and then Teresa.
No, it's a little commentary. I'm sorry. Dwayne, the picture is so yummy.
Oh,
I'm hungry at this point, but when you talk, you say
so why you put that picture
of a pie.
I don't even know why you did that.
That's the pie my niece baked for me every Thanksgiving, so I'm looking forward to it.
Teresa.
You know, we used to receive written reports. If there were proprietary information, then the general manager would call us into an executive session to talk about it. I think it would be nice to have written reports. The national board used to ask for, when they had their meetings, they used to ask for a written report. You know, I don't care if if the report is brief, but if they're statistics, then I would like to have them in writing so I can kind of get a feel for what's happening. So I would like us to start We used to get written reports when we had a permanent general manager, and we did not get a chance.
732.
I think maybe our last general manager gave us one or two in writing, but
it's 732.